Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. here at Praise 107.9, having a good time. I am joined by Miss Tiffany Pineda. Say what up.
Good morning, guys.
And everybody else is out. We actually have a big seminar today at 4660 Salisbury Road. It starts at 10, but you can be late, so get down there. We're doing a reception. You get to meet all of us and learn a lot about money and leadership. That's 4660 Salisbury Road, inside of the Wyndham Hotel. Get out there and be late if you need to be late. And Tiffany, go over our sponsors real quick.
But of course, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. Let's give a quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rackhouse Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your one-stop wealth management expert. Call him today at 904-269-8772. Kids and Capes, a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse and bullying. Visit their website at capesinc.org for additional materials and to find out how you can support them in their mission. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, get your back cracked with Dr. Natalie Blum on the south or the west side. Her number is 904-300-3114. Or you can go to her website at chiropractorjax. That's the way we spell it, JAX.com. Level up your business image with this year with X Jose. Don't wait anymore. He is a premier marketing experience for business cards, websites, and even more. His website is xjose.com and his number is 904-316-7119. And a previous marvelous guest we had, Jeremy McDonald from McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage, 904-423-2213. That's again 904-442-3213. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Remember to call us in at the station at 904-831-1079. And if you're watching on Facebook, all of our sponsors are also listed in the header.
Good stuff, Miss Tiffany. Good stuff. All right, guys. We've been talking a lot about having not enough money, having enough money, having more than enough money or abundance, and then generational wealth and riches, wealth and riches and generational wealth and riches. And the idea has been activity versus productivity.
Exactly.
And just watching people, you know, it's really been on my heart. I'm watching folks just make poor choices, man.
Yeah.
They say they want to get their money right. They say they want to get it under control.
But their actions?
But their actions don't match. And I know it's fearful. For some, it's laziness. For some, it's just, I'll do it later. It'll work itself out. But I'm telling you, you will not, I repeat, you will not retire well if you don't do something about it.
Exactly.
And all of you guys who think, well, I have a 401k at my job, that is not enough.
No, it's not.
Well, and one thing is this, your 401k is money that the company and the government uses, so it can be lost. I know a guy right now who had $8,000 in his 401k and now it's down to $2,000.
Wow.
Because they're trading it without, you know, not without his permission. It's in a fund.
Small print.
You know, it's in a small print. But he has no control over what they're trading it in or what's going on. And people just buy into this 401k as their way to retire. And that's just not it. The only time I suggest going with the 401k is if they're matching it. Mm-hmm. If they're not matching it, you may well take that money that you're putting, that you would have put that 10%, that 15%, whatever it is, put it in your own fund.
Right.
Find your own financial firm and
like
put
Nick
it.
Poe.
Huh?
Like Nick Poe
with First Command Financial, who works with my money, And I've helped a lot of people get their wealth portfolio started with their firm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at least you have control. Right. You can go and have monthly meetings, weekly meetings with your financial guy and see what your money's doing. Tell him where to put it, where you don't want it. But I'm telling you, you can't just believe that it'll be okay.
Right.
It's not going to be okay.
There's a large company that recently stopped doing 401ks as their benefit, and the people that were previously hired with the 401k made them cash it all out, which means they had to deal with the tax benefit, well, the tax detriment mm-hmm. associated with cashing out that 401k, and then the new employees don't get it. All of a sudden, no notice.
Right. Well, you do know that I try to keep up on all things that's happening in the government and financially. They're looking at, if I'm not mistaken, trying to have it to where it's mandatory to have a 401k with your company, that companies have it.
Wow.
It's a benefit to the government. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, you got to get to a point where you're managing your own money. Right. And so, like I said, guys, what are you actively doing? If you're not doing anything with your money that'll help you make money, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, you got to do something where your money is making money for you. If you just have a job, that's okay. It's okay to have a job, but having a job is not going to help you retire well.
Right.
It's not going to happen. You know, I have some notes here about, did you know that, you know, the taxes on having a job is 10% to 35% plus Medicare, Social Security, and other taxes? You can reach close to 50% based on the taxes and where your bracket is. That's insane. But did you know this? That owning a company, though, it takes it down all the way to actually about 10%.
So it behooves you.
And we don't pay any of that other stuff.
No.
And we write off the rest of it.
Right.
You know, I'm not knocking a job, but what I am saying is, if you don't have something going on where your money is making money for you, where you have multiple streams of income, mm-hmm. it's not going to be a fun retirement.
And the key words you said is streams of income. That means something, there's movement, it's coming in and it's flowing.
Streams, yes.
And then also, along the lines of what you're saying, we all know people that have jobs. Look at them and see where their finances with just having a job is getting them. And is that where you want to be?
And look at yourself.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. It's just having that one job, making whatever you're making. Is that getting it done for you? You know, you've got to sit down with your spouse. If you're married, you got to sit down with whoever and say, okay, look here, man, I'm 25, I'm 35, I'm 40. I have got to make some changes if I want to get to a place where I'm not going to be struggling when I retire. I see too many people have to move out of their house. They have to get a little bitty apartment. They got to sell the car. They got to go get another job. And that is just not what you want to have to do. And if you're not going to make these choices, it's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not, you know, I don't want you to be afraid. You know, I'm not trying to be fussy. But what I am saying is you got to do something.
Exactly.
You got to do something. And it's I don't know. I don't know what it is, even with churches that are not teaching this stuff to their people.
No.
And maybe the pastor can't. Maybe he's not equipped to do so. But the Bible is replete with how to deal with your money. And it is more than just sow it. And don't get me wrong. You have to be sowing. I am always sowing. Mm-hmm. I'll just look at myself sometimes and say, hey, you need to sow somewhere. You ain't putting on, you don't got enough money in the ground.
Yeah.
So I sow all the time. And it's not many people that call me and ask for money, and I say no. Not because I'm just the most generous person in the world, because I figure, okay, this is an opportunity to get some more seed in the ground. So when I'm not saying don't sow. I sow. I sow into churches. I sow into people. I sow into the community. I sow into other businesses and nonprofits. So I am a sower, and I know that sowing, I'm going to reap.
Right.
But at the end of the day, what I also know is the Bible talks about more than just sowing.
Yeah.
As a means, because sowing your seed in the ground financially, it really only makes sure that you're not a beggar.
Right.
You know, that it makes sure that my God shall supply all my needs is able to happen in your life. But beyond that, Are you investing? The Bible talks about investing.
Yes.
It talks about putting your money somewhere and making more money with it. You know the story about the guys with the talents.
Yes.
You know, and I haven't talked about this in a minute, but the last man, it was, you know, five talents and two talents and one talent. Mm-hmm. And we know the guy with the five talents, he gave five more. He said, man, look at what you've done. You actually took the five I gave you and produced five more.
That's it.
Great job.
Right.
And then the guy with the two talents, he said, you took the money I gave you, and with that money, like, listen to what I'm saying. With that money, you created two more.
Right.
So he doubled his money.
Yes.
But the guy with the one talent, he literally says, okay, look here. I was scared.
Here's my little dirty, dusty dollar that I buried and brought back to you.
Right. But he said,
yes,
I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was scared, and I knew, he said, I knew that you were a hard and austere man. And this is what his Lord said, and we know, and this is the interesting part. We all know that the Lord is symbolic of Jesus.
Yes.
We know this. We've heard it preached a million times. So what Jesus said back to him was, you knew I was hard, and you knew I was austere, so you should have at least put it in the bank and made a little bit of interest.
Right.
Like, I am not okay with giving you something and you not producing fruit with it. God is not okay with that.
Right.
It's a mandate for you to be producing fruit.
Right.
It's not if you want to.
Right.
Like, it's a biblical concept that you are, the same way God says forgive people, he tells you to produce fruit what I give you.
That's it.
And he called that man wicked for being afraid. He called that man wicked. And what made him wicked is because you knew I was hard and austere. You knew I would not be cool with you not producing anything with that money,
and yet you still
did it anyways.
Yep.
That's what made him wicked. People want to hear that you're wicked for sleeping around. You're wicked for smoking, drinking, and chewing. You're wicked for cussing somebody out, shacking up. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible says that if you're not taking the money that he gives you and producing more with it, he calls that wicked.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're going to hell. Don't say what I didn't say.
Right.
But what I am saying is, you can't be just okay with of not knowing how to manage your money, not knowing how to take what God has given you and produce more fruit with it.
Right. And if you are not actually living in the land of wealth right now, you can give us a call at the radio station at 904-831-1079. And we're going to go over our sponsors again at this time. We are brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. You can also find out information about being one of our supporting sponsors by contacting us. A quick spotlight for those that are being our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rackhouse Publishing can help you with that. Call them at 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and your retirement planning. Nick is your one-stop wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse or bullying. Visit their website at kids, the letter N, Capes, CAPESINC.org for additional materials and to find out how to support them in their endeavors. Chiropractic Injury Solutions on the south or the west side. Contact Dr. Natalie Blum at 904-300-3114. Her website is also located at chiropractorjax, that's JAX.com. And you know what? You can level up your business image this year with X Jose, a premier marketing experience for business cards, websites, and so much more. Visit his website at xjose.com or contact him at 904-316-7119. Also, Jeremy McDonald from McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Give him a call at 904-442-3213 and let him help you purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Again, remember to call into the radio station today. Let us help you at 904-831-1079.
So we appreciate that. And give us a call here at the station at 904-831-1079. And definitely let me know what you're thinking. You know, ask a question. We want to help you. That's 904-831-1079.
And break that level of that cycle of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results.
And that's it right there. Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing and expecting something different to happen. The interesting thing is, I think you guys heard me tell a story. I think we have a caller.
Oh, good Michael's morning. On the line.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Well, actually, I just want to get that contact information from you guys, the gentleman who does the business cards.
Oh, wonderful. Jose Concepcion. He has his website. Is xjose.com, and his phone number is 904-316-7119.
So, Michael, we appreciate you reaching out to him. And when I tell you, like, he does all of my marketing for my companies and my comedy club, and he has amazing prices, one of the greatest qualities I've ever seen for the prices that he has. He'll take great care of you.
All right, thank you. What's that number again, Joe? 316?
7119.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Have a great day, Michael. Thanks, man.
Sure, bye.
That was awesome. Thank you, Michael, for calling in, man. And guys, I want to say this too. It's definitely a good idea if you own a business to partner with us and let us promote your company.
Yes.
You saw what just happened. Michael called in to get Jose's information to get some cards from him. And so we want to help you grow your business. We want to help you make money. We want to help you generate revenue. That is our goal. So anyways, look, call in with a question, 904-831-1079. And at the end of the day, our goal is to help you guys change your financial outcome. We got to get to a point where we're not okay with it anymore. That's the bottom line. We have to decide, you know what, I'm just not okay with being broke. Right. I'm not okay with the kids needing new shoes and always having to wait for the next 2-week paycheck to come. You know, a tire's going bad and you're praying for God to not let it blow out until next payday. Right. Like, that is not God's best for us. And again, we've all been at that place. Like I said, it's four stages. We've all been at not enough before. I've been there. I lived in not enough. And it required miracle after miracle after miracle. And the Lord just began to let me know, dude, this is not where I want you to be.
That's not it.
This is it's not a badge of honor to be broke. No. You know, well, you know, we just don't got enough. Like, stop claiming that stuff. Stop saying that stuff. Stop bragging about how broke you are. Stop having contests over who has the least amount of money, you know, and who's struggling harder than who. Like, stop it. And then we all, you know, get to a place where we got just enough. Yeah. And I've been there. Just enough going on, just enough money. The bills are paid. Gas is in the car. Food is in the house. And that's it.
Right.
I've been there. Take a lot of discipline to be there. But then
you can cycle right back down if you don't.
If you don't do it right, you'll cycle right back down. And then we get to a place where we got more than enough. Yes. The Bible talks about more than enough or abundance. Yeah. And then we're real quick, ladies and gentlemen, we're real quick to say, God hasn't given me enough.
Hmm.
I don't have more than enough. Where, God, where? And you're calling God a lie, frankly, because he's blessed you with more than enough several times. I know that he has, because I know that he has in my life.
Right.
It hasn't always come in the way of a raise or something, but there's always been times when somebody has come out of their pocket, out of the blue, a gift, a birthday present, money I wasn't expecting.
Unexpected rebates.
Yeah,
anything.
All that kind of stuff. Income tax time, and you get abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of spending that abundance in a way to make sure you never have to go back down to just enough again, we spend that money and we're right back looking at just enough or not enough. The point in having abundance is so now you have extra.
Yes.
And when you have extra money, the cool thing about extra money is you have a choice now.
Yes.
And, you know, I would just love to have a choice. Well, you could have a choice. I'm telling you, you could have a choice.
And not just a choice between beef ramen noodles and chicken ramen noodles. A choice
between
what to do with that overflow. And the point is, you want to set your next generation up a little bit farther than you were when you started out. Imagine the difference if your child could come out of high school with, you know, enough money to start a business or to go to college or to do both, rather than I got to get a little job to supplement myself, or, you know, right. The possibilities open up. When you start your children out farther along than you started out, then they can start their children out farther than along. You have to break that cycle. It's a conscientious effort to say, I'm going to change what I've learned. I can unlearn those things. And instead of looking at wealth as having a really nice car and looking nice, but actually the really wealthy people don't look like that. They don't.
Not
you can't typically people, you right. cannot look at them and say that's a millionaire. Most of them are realizing that I want my money to grow for me. I wear this tank top and these jeans or t-shirt and jeans
absolutely.
So that I can pay for my pool in cash.
Absolutely. So you've got to be spending your money in a way that is going to keep you in the extra category.
Yes.
And so with that extra, you can be extra, and you can have a little bit more to sow.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a little bit more to invest. You can have a little bit more to give. Or you can do what most of us do, and now I have a little bit more, I'm going to spend it on myself. And I'm going to go back down to just enough. And guys, everybody I meet, they want wealth and riches.
They do.
They want wealth and riches, and they want to get to generational wealth and riches. But in that pivotal place of having a little bit extra, you're just not making good choices. And that's what we're here for, to help you make good choices with your extra. We can sit down with you and create financial strategies. You've heard a few testimonials come on here
yes.
and talk about what we're doing for them, what we've done for them. We got people where they got whole paychecks coming and with nothing to do with it, because over 4 months or so, we've gotten them 30 days ahead of all their bills. I'm telling you, it's a way to do it. And I just don't have enough. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, we sit down with so many people that say, I just don't have enough. But then when we look at the numbers, you do have enough, and you do have $100, $200, $300 extra.
But you can't,
you can't see that extra because you've been juggling dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And it's tied up in late fees. It's tied up in all the little bit of money that you're spending on clothes and shoes and food and Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Starbucks has a goal to get $200 a month from each consumer. Did you know that?
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's their goal.
Wow.
Is to get $200 a month from each of their customers.
Wow. You have to have a goal. And let's give an example.
And that's the thing. Scarborough's got a plan for your $200 a month.
They're assigning
you don't even have a plan
your money.
For your $200 a month.
Exactly. Perfect example from last night. We were giving one of the attendees from the comedy show a consultation with us for their finances. And
yep.
she yelled out, I have good credit. Well, good credit is not enough, darling. If that's your mentality, somebody else snatched that blessing quick. They were really happy to get
yes,
it.
Yes, we were
what
giving
is your mentality?
Away free consultations. And this lady says, I have good credit, so I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And as if credit is going to make sure you retire well.
No.
As if credit is going to make sure you have great investments.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what's wrong with America. You got these middle class people living on credit, buying cars on credit. Credit cards is allowing them to live a life they really cannot afford, you know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the goal here again is to help you guys out. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. Let us sit down with you. You know, stop being afraid. Stop doing the same thing over and over, hoping to get something different.
Right.
And again, I think you heard me tell the story before, and I'll tell it again. I was sitting with a guy, and we were talking about his finances. And I asked him, how was his finances doing? I said, do you have enough all the time to do what you want to do? He said, not at all. Mm-hmm. I said, well, do you have enough where you don't have to at least say, well, I got to wait till next week to do this? He said, no, I still have to wait till next week a lot of times. I said, you at least love your job. He's like, no, I don't love my job. I said, okay, well, you at least love what you're doing. He said, no, I don't really love what I'm doing. And I said, well, the people. You go every day, so you must love the people. He said, no, not really. I don't love the people. I said, well, hear me out then. I said, when you started raising your son, his son was like 14. I said, didn't you start to tell him not to do the stuff you did? He was like, yeah. You know, he said, I had a kid out of wedlock. I said, don't do that. I was in the gang. I said, don't do that. You know, I was having sex before I got married. I said, don't do that. Mm-hmm. I said, so you taught him not to do all the things you did that was poor choices. He said, absolutely. I said, well, why are you sending him down the same path financially? And he looked at me like a deer in headlights. He said, I never thought about it before. I said, so you, and I'm not knocking college, my kid is in college. I said, but you went to college, and then you got a job and bought your little white picket fence house and your car,
mm-hmm.
and now your finances are not where you need them to be.
Right.
I said, and what are you teaching your son about money? He said, to do the same thing.
Mm.
He said, all I'm telling him is you got to go to college so you can get a good job, so you can live in a nice house and have a good car and have a good life. Mm-hmm. I said, that's what you were told, right? He said, yeah. I said, did it work for you? He said, well, no, not really. I said, well, why are you teaching him to do what you did? Mm-hmm. I said, in every other area of your life where you didn't do well, you told him, don't do that. But in this financial arena, you know it's mediocre at best, and yet you're sending him down the same path. Mm-hmm. And he was like, wow, I've never thought about it like that. I said, nobody does. For some reason, I don't know why, I don't know what it is about America or our churches, but for some reason, it's like we're just bamboozled when it comes to this mediocre space for mm-hmm. finances. We just act like it's okay to be broke. And we live with it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's just what it is, you know?
We make memes and jokes about it all the time. I'm not broke, I'm broke, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not funny. And if something in your life, the same way you don't want your baby to have the same way you don't want your daughter to have a child at 16 like you did, should be the same way you don't want your child to be broke like you are.
Right.
But if you don't do something different, how will you change that for her?
Right. And they are watching you. Your kids are watching what you do.
They see you. They're watching what you do. I had a guest in here, and she said, I'm making really decent money. She said, and you know what? I still had a hard time paying all my bills on time. Mm. I said, why? She said, because I watched my mama always pay our bills late.
Wow.
She said, and I watched my mama always pay partial bills.
Wow.
And she said, and so it just became a habit to do that, even though I have the money. And I was like, see, and that's our point. The kids are watching you, ladies and gentlemen. They're watching you, and they're going to produce what you produced, and it's not going to change unless you do something different. So anyways, I'm not trying to get on your nerves or beat you down, but I want you to change some things so your children don't have to go through what you went through. We're wrapping up. We got about 2 minutes left. You want to hit the sponsors real quick again?
Sure. This segment is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight on our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rackhouse Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement plans. Nick is your one-stop wealth management expert. Call today at 269-8772. Kids and Capes. Visit their website at kids-capes.org. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, South and West Sides with Natalie Blum at 904-300-3114. Or their website is chiropractorjax.com. Level up your business image this year with X Jose at www.xjose.com and 904-316-7119. Get your purchased, financed, or renovated home done with Jeremy McDonald from McDonald Mortgage Team at Bayway Mortgage, 904-442-3213.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, give us a call. At 904-533-6154. Let us sit down with you and help you get your finances where you want them. Again, if you want to come out to our seminar, just be late, man. Better late than never.
See, we're late, so yeah, we're heading over after
this. We're going to be late, so we'll be in good company. 4660 Salisbury Road is at the Wyndham Hotel. You'll get a chance to meet all of us, and you'll get to learn a lot about leadership and finances included in that. And don't forget, we have... Our comedy club every Friday night at 7:30, and just get with us, guys. We want to help you. We want to bless you. We appreciate you. What are we looking at? What are we looking like, sir?
Okay, we're trying to help you make that paradigm shift.
Our studio engineer is an amazing guy.
He
amazing
rocks,
guy. So we appreciate y'all's time and attention. Until next time, God bless you. We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
Put on your seatbelt.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette. Here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.